driving you home. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive and Seats Are Us. On 98.9 FM for the best country.
All right, joining me on the program, guitarist, singer, songwriter, the multi-talented Tobias, and he joins me via telephone. How you doing, man?
Good, thanks, man. Good.
It's great to have you on the program, and we're here talking all things music. Before we get into that, though, just going back to your beginnings, you studied history and anthropology at La Trobe University in Melbourne. Talk to me about your musical journey from your initial interest to the musician you are today, and it sounds like perhaps you might have been on a different path.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I started playing music when I was pretty young. I grew up in Yamundi in Queensland, and started busking at the markets there when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And just fell in love with it from the word go, and as soon as I left school, I was down in Brizzy at a music school there, knocking around with a bunch of guys. And I've kind of done a lot of music and toured, and then I went back to study just to have a look at some other things, and I was living in Melbourne for about 10 years, and in that time I sort of fell in love with Indigenous studies and anthropology and history, and just got really interested in that, and found myself back at uni studying, and which was great, and it's really helped with my songwriting and my interest in songwriting. So I find, since I've been doing that, I'm not just singing about me anymore, so I can look outside of myself and write about other things, you know. Yeah.
I mean, growing up, was there a family member that helped shape your musical interests? And also, can you talk to me about some of the instruments you play?
Yeah, sure. I mean, my dad was a huge influence on me. I mean, he played a lot of slide guitar in the house and guitar. And we grew up in a sort of a real folky house, you know, a lot of big beards and funny coloured overalls on.
Yep, yep.
Listening to lots of Bob Dylan and John Renbourn, Stephen Grossman, all the great finger pickers. And also a lot of country and bluegrass and blues as well. So I grew up influenced by that. And I play guitar. I've played in a lot of sort of rock bands and ska bands and folk bands. And I also play a lot of banjo as well. And all the other rock and roll instruments, you know, drums, keys, all that stuff. But banjo was great. It was a great transition for me because I play a lot of finger picking guitar, and it just went, you know, it just translated well to banjo. My love of folk music and Pete Seeger, and then things like Alison Krauss, New Station, and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, so I sort of incorporate that into my music now. Yeah.
I mean, that sort of leads me to my next question. I was going to ask who inspires you and, you know, if they do still influence your music today. So that's really interesting, man.
Yeah.
You got a new album out, Alive, and it follows on from your 2015 debut record, Tony Robinson. I did have a listen to the single released from the record, When the Sun Comes Up Again. Really great song, awesome subject matter and very musically diverse.
Yeah, cool.
You've been really busy over the last 2 years and even before that, working tirelessly on your craft. Can you provide our listeners with a bit of an insight as to what it requires, you know, making a record, you know, aside from incredible music talent?
It's stamina. No, it's a huge process, you know. Mm-hmm. It really is. For years, I've sat around in my bedroom waiting for the chance for it to happen, and it just didn't. I mean, getting the songs together is a big journey in itself, and I think I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but I like to have everything ready, you know, all the parts ready. So I do a lot of demoing, and then I found a producer, I had meetings with him, and we talked about references and looking at other producers, and then working on that relationship with him, and then it's just getting in the studio. I think trusting in that producer has been really important for me.
And who was that, if I can ask?
Yeah, sure. Him. That's Nick Huggins, his name is. And he's in Victoria from Pocket Full of Stones recording studio.
Yep.
And he's done a lot of indie folk bands, Whitney and Seagull and all those kind of guys. But so, yeah, it's a big process of putting that work, that body of work, getting into a studio with a producer you trust and being, you know, trying to be happy with the result, I think. But, you know, people like me, and I know a lot of other music friends, we're already writing the next album when the last one's finished. And so, yeah, it's just an ongoing process. And I heard a great thing from a producer I really admire, just saying recording really is just a snapshot of the artistic recovery, artistic endeavours of that time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really great, yeah.
Awesome stuff, man.
That answers that question. Yeah,
very thoroughly. Look, music and lyrics, both very important aspects of music, making a record. What comes first for you? Is it, will you go into the studio, you know, sort of with an idea of what you want to do, or is it more or less you put more emphasis on the lyrics and then you try and find something, you know, with your producer as you're going along?
Well, I think it's really a personal process for me, songwriting. So I have everything complete by the time I get into a studio, but it's definitely the music comes first, and whatever, it might pull on a heartstring and then it'll pull me in a different direction, and I guess whatever's going on for me at that time, I'll write about that, you know, if it's something I'm passionate about or something I'm going through. So it definitely, for me, starts with the music. You know, there's a, I write a lot of songs and a lot of them are really bad, and then sometimes one will pop out and then you'll just go with it, you know? But it's a question that's been asked quite a lot lately, so I've had to think about it. But I was just playing, I'm up in Ellie Beach at the moment on tour. And
oh, good stuff.
Playing some guitar under a coconut tree up here.
Paradise is.
Yeah. And I just strumming a few chords and it started pulling me in. It just confirmed, you know, it is the music first for me, really is. And then I've got something to go with and then write about, yeah.
I mean, do you find with your records, like, is there a theme that occurs when you're going through the recording process and then it's sort of a musical direction will appear and that's the way you want to go? Or, you're going in knowing what you hope to get from the album?
Yeah, no, I think that's the magic of recording. You never know which way it's gonna. You've got a good idea, but so much stuff will happen in the music, and people might get affected by that, and then it'll get pulled in a different direction. And I think that's been a really special thing recording with Nick Huggins, is we both share the same relationship with music, so you're always creating new melodies and new sounds in the studio. Mm-hmm. But so.
I mean, was there any other musicians?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Was there any other musicians that were playing on the record alongside you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a drummer in Melbourne I use called Craig Hadlow, and my off-sider who plays it all the time, Rob Kidd, he plays great bass guitar, saxophone, and jumps on the keyboards. And then a few other guys jumped in. And but playing live, my brother jumps on bass and sings harmonies with me, which is really special. And then Rob will jump back on the keys. And that's a really great lineup.
Awesome. So just going on to Woodford Folk Festival, which you'll be performing at, very exciting, commencing December 27th through until the 1st. Is this your first year getting along?
Yeah, no, I've been before. I've performed with a singer-songwriter called Jen Clower. I used to play banjo for her for quite a while. And that's one of the great things about playing banjo. You get asked to jump in the band. And I played it at Woodford with her, and it was just fantastic. And I've been there as a punter before. And it's such a wonderful festival. Yeah.
I mean, how does Woodford Folk compare to other venues that you previously played at?
I think there's a real sense of community there. I think people really are there for the music, you know. They're really great audience at Woodford. Mm-hmm. I think when I'm there, by about day three, I enter this different realm. And it's kind of like the ideal world you live in, full of, you know, great music, lots of love and peace. And I think the audiences really respond well to good music there. And I've played at a lot of other festivals where it's been more about, you know, the party environment, I suppose. So I think that's what I love about Woodford. It's more, they're celebrating creativity, they're celebrating art, and they're celebrating artists. And it's just, for me, who I work so hard at at my music. It's just a great environment to be in. Yeah.
So you'd previously been as a spectator, and you've done the full circle. Now you've sort of walked around as just a punter, and then now you're up on stage there. So small world, eh?
Yeah.
Is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing play, and is there anyone you know whose set list you really want to check out, even be a part of, if you could?
Oh, I'd love to see Paul Kelly. I'm a huge fan of Paul Kelly.
Yep.
He's playing up there, and Lakeside Drive. I've heard such great things about them, and. There's just really a lot of folk coming out from Scotland and Canada, and bands that I've never really heard before, which I really love about that festival. You always find someone new.
And you find someone new, and then you leave as their fans, you know, in the end.
That's right. That's what we hope.
Good stuff. Well, finally, what advice would you give to aspiring artists? I always try and ask this question to musicians I interview because, you know, it's very important, our next generation of musicians. So, yeah, what advice would you give to anyone looking to break into the music industry?
I'd just say just keep going, you know. I think it's a really tough industry, and it's quite tough following your art as an artist. And I think the one thing that I have to do constantly on a daily basis is to keep going. And if you believe in what you're doing, you know, you can't lose. And people always said to me, you know, listen, Toby, you know, to find your level of success. And I think there's something in that. And I play around a lot. And lately I've played some wonderful house concerts up in Queensland. And just people really appreciate your songs and your songwriting. And for me, that feels like that's a success already.
Yep.
So I think it's just persistent and just believing it and enjoying it too. I think it's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of trying to make it where I think if you're already following your passion, you already have. I think, yeah, there's some pretty strong words. There's more on my social media if you want to have a look at that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look, thank you very much for your time. You'll be there at on December 27th through until the 1st of January. Album out also entitled Alive. More details available up online at your website, just for our listeners, tobiasmusic.com. All the best, man. Thank you once again, and looking forward to that performance at Woodford.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having us, man.
No, anytime.
Driving you home. Sponsored by Ifish Pro Drive and Seats R Us on 98.9 FM for the best country.